Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
So, critical thinking skills. It seems like a complicated characteristic at first, but we all possess critical thinking skills. Essentially, critical thinking is when we analyse facts and figures to form judgments or opinions. Each and every day we receive new information about a plethora, loads of different subjects and items that give us different perspectives and different opinions on those things. Some things we hear and read are factual and others aren't. The way in which we figure out which information to listen to, as well as whether the new information is going to change how we look at or interact, is by thinking critically. I'll give you an example. Let's say you were worried about your sugar consumption. We all know that sugar isn't the best thing for you, so let's assume you researched the negatives of sugar. What would you find? Well, you'd read things that say eating sugar gives you higher blood pressure and a chance of developing diabetes or gaining weight. But sugar isn't all negative. If you researched the positives, you'd discover that sugar is a carbohydrate and it's turned into glucose, which helps provide energy to the body and is needed for healthy and efficient functioning. By reading, researching and learning about different things, as well as taking note of the sources of that very information, we're able to analyse critically and form our own rational judgments based on the information we receive. And that, simply put, is critical thinking. So it's so important. It might not seem like it's vital to everyday life. After all, not everyone shows it and they manage to survive. So whilst it's not needed for survival, what's it used for? Well, the answer is pretty much everything else. Critical thinking is all about challenging, about asking questions and finding better solutions. It's all about self-improvement and personal development. If you want to become the best version of yourself, then there's a good chance that critical thinking will have to be involved. In a study in 2013, the Association of American Colleges and Universities discovered that 93% of employees value the ability to think critically over an undergraduate degree. So I think it clearly goes to show just how valued and desired a trait like critical thinking is in today's society. And that's the reason why schools now are trying to bring critical thinking and the skills and processes to ensure that critical thinking is helping you make serious, valid decisions into their curriculum these days. Like I said, we receive so much brand new information on a daily basis. With social media being bigger and more widely used than ever before, the amount of information available to us is off the charts. It's crazy. But again, not all of it is worth listening to and learning. With nearly 5 billion people having social media access these days, it gives a platform to those 5 billion where they can voice their own opinions, their own beliefs, viewpoints and perspectives, however skewed they may be, and bombard us with all these different comments and opinions. Now, without critical thinking, you can take all of these comments and opinions at face value and accept and believe them without any opposing argument. Critical thinking is very important when it comes to life. If we take politics, a very important part of the way in which we live, and we don't apply critical thinking, you can believe everything that people say, leading to either a decision that's not yours, in that you believe that someone else says something that might be true because they're smarter than you, so you agree with them. Or you could become confused with the hundreds of thousands of different opinions on who to vote for. In essence, critical thinking is all about taking in the information and deciding, based on your own rational thought and consideration, which information is worth listening to. Of course, that's easier said than done. And how do you know which information is actually worth listening to? Because there's no set-in-stone guidebook, is there? But there are steps you can take that can help you improve your critical thinking abilities. Let's look at 6 steps of critical thinking. To learn how to think critically takes time. It's a process which you'll have to hone through repeated use before it becomes instinctive. But that's what these 6 steps are here to do, to help you become better at it. So the steps in question, what are they and what do they do? Well, let's look at step 1. Identify. It's much easier to solve problems and answer questions, both big and small, when you're able to pinpoint exactly what it is you're looking for. By finding the precise cause of your confusion or struggle, you can better your approach. And when things are vague and you're trying to answer, or solving a little bit of everything, it can become overwhelming. And the information that you do read and take in might not be the information you're actually searching for. So the first thing you want to do in order to think critically is to pinpoint the exact thing you want to focus on. By doing this, you can more accurately search and find the solutions and search for the right answers that will solve your issue or your problem. Step 2, gather. Of course, once you've narrowed down the issue, reading one piece of advice or coming up with one useful solution isn't going to help necessarily. Think critically, you'll want to gather as much useful information as possible. Say, you're unsure about a political policy and you want to understand it. You want to get a lot of information from a variety of useful sources that offer different viewpoints and perspectives, so allowing you to gain a wider understanding of the issue as a whole. Agreeing with the answer and acting on the first solution is not critical thinking, it's impulsiveness. You'll want to gather as much information as possible, and when you're ready for step 3, you begin to analyse and identify. After you've gathered all your necessary information, you must analyse it. What are you looking for? If we think about the political policy, you'll want to look at all things like the source it's come from. Is it an educated, established professor on the matter? Or are they picking holes into why it won't work? Is the politician who came up with the policy, are they biased towards how well it will work? Is it just an average citizen agreeing or disagreeing with depending on their political leanings? Is what they're saying factual or argumentative? Is it meant to encourage or provoke? When trying to analyse solutions, you'll want to analyse the effectiveness of the solution. If you've got a burst pipe, should you buy a new pipe or fix the old ones? You'll have to ask yourself which method will be the most effective. And doing that, well, you'll be critically thinking. Step 4. Establish. Once you've analysed all the sources, you'll want to establish which pieces of information, or indeed solutions, would be best to take and listen to. You want to look closer at the source to really understand just how reliable it is. If we take the pipes, for example, are you going to listen to your next door neighbour who doesn't know and is just guessing? Or are you going to listen to a plumber who has experience and knows what they're talking about? By establishing all the sources that you read, you can gain the best possible understanding and come up with your own solutions and answers that aren't just a copy of other people's, but are personal to you and your needs. Step 5, conclusion. The penultimate step is the conclusion. This is where you should come up with your answers, decide on your solution, decide on your viewpoint and your opinion. And by following the other 4 steps, you should have weighed up the strengths and weaknesses in every source, allowing you to be left with the best and most reliable outcome possible. So now we come to the final step, present. The final step requires you to present your answer or solution. This doesn't mean going into a room and announcing your opinion. It doesn't mean telling everybody how you're going to fix burst pipes. But what it does say is that you can present it, if you need to, with authority. Critical thinking is all about forming opinions and judgments, challenging norms, and finding solutions based on information. By critically thinking and having the reliability to challenge what's accepted, as well as come up with personal, unique, and individual ideas and thoughts, you can become the best version of yourself and improve the way you experience life as a whole. So that, in essence, is a brief introduction to what critical thinking really is, but we do it all the time. We do it in most of the decisions we make. We weigh up the pros and cons. When you start learning to drive, if you're not driving already, then you will look at critical reflection every moment of the day, because you'll be turning it into risk mitigation, keeping away from risks, looking for risks, finding risks and avoiding risks. And that's just an extension, really, of critical thinking skills. In university and college, if you write an essay, you're going to need to use critical thinking skills, because that's looked for in your assessments. Well, very well, that's enough from me for today. I'll speak to you again soon. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.